thank you, Mr. Vice President, for giving me the floor. My delegation expresses its sincere gratitude for convening this 12th meeting of the state parties to the convention of the class submissions and the way you are steering the deliberations. Mr. Vice President, Uganda recognizes that the convention on class submission plays a critical role in victim assistance, clearance of contaminated sites, risk reduction, education, and stockpile destruction. We firmly believe that universalization of the convention is the desired goal towards attaining lasting international peace and security, and the process of ratification is still going through our internal process. Vice President, Uganda has taken the following steps, among others, towards the ratification of the Convention on Cluster Munitions and the interim measures to further the universalization of the Convention. One, the draft law is under consideration by a parliamentary sectoral committee awaiting discussion by the plenary, which will pave way for ratification. Stakeholders, that is two, such as the civil society, the academia, local and international NGOs, and humanitarian agencies have been brought on board on the process of ratifying the Convention on Cluster Munitions to build consensus for a universalization of the Convention. Uganda has revamped the National Humanitarian Law Committee, domiciled in the office of the Prime Minister, which brings together all stakeholders in international humanitarian law conventions. This oversees undertakings that include universalization and ratification of the Convention on Cluster Munition. Further, to expedite the universalization and ratification, various humanitarian law treaties have been assigned to ministries with lead stakes, and as such, the Convention on Cluster Munition was assigned to the Minister of Defense and Veteran Affairs. Mr. Vice President, in conclusion, Uganda reiterates her commitment to working with all states parties to the Convention to end human sufferings caused by using cluster munitions and their remnants and promote global peace. I thank you, Vice President.